Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional that Pastor Cecil has written is God is Speaking. Listen. In Psalm 29, verse 4, we read, "The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty." It is amazing that we live in a world where sound is so important, yet there are so many of us who fail to hear the most important message on earth. It is not because His voice is soft and quiet, which it can be, but our scripture for today indicates that it is mighty and powerful. The reason that we do not hear the voice of God is because we do not choose to hear Him. A young man who had spent his life in the wilderness visited a friend in a large metropolitan city. The streets were filled with the racket of cars, buses, trains, voices, any and all types of noise. He suddenly stopped and asked his friend to listen. Utterly confused, the friend wondered what he was supposed to be listening for. "A cricket," he was told. Walking toward the curb, the visitor bent over and pointed. There, amidst all of the world's clamor, perched a small black cricket. Because his ears knew what to listen for, and the sound was different from all of the distracting noises of the city, the visitor could hear the tiny cricket. In that same manner, we can hear the voice of the Lord in our life, but only when we have a willingness to listen. We read here in Psalm 29, verse 4, that the voice of God is louder than all of the noise-producing events we may encounter: rapids, floods, waves, fires, winds, etc. That assures us that the Lord makes Himself heard above any storm we may be passing through. God is speaking. Listen. May God richly bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.